That was George Benson and Breezin'. It's me, Candy in the Midday. I hope you're having a smooth day, and coming up, I have a lot more music for you with Earl Klugh, Wayman Tisdale, and Boney James. What's this bill from the hospital? Didn't Medicare pay for my operation? And another late notice from the phone company. I just know I paid it. I'll have to ask Billy to help me when he gets home, but I hate to ask him. He's so busy with his own family. Mohammed was a man who faced an absolutely hopeless situation. There was a whole continent, virtually, of people killing one another in an endless, hopeless vendetta, going down the chute of violence and warfare, feeling that society was coming to an end and had no hope. He gave them hope, single-handedly.
Now, not my acupuncturist, my trainer. I thought I paid you to listen. No, cancel my lunch with Spielberg. He'll have to reschedule. What do you tell him? Tell him that Genghis Kong has a very busy schedule. Ciao.
Hi, Mrs. Claus here. You might have heard of my husband Santa. In any case, we're both not getting any younger. With that in mind, instead of running all over town, we decided to get all our great gifts at Skylands Community Pharmacy. I just gave Santa a list of some of the things we need, including Hallmark cards, Lolita glassware, Jim Shore collectibles, Colonial candles, David Bradley, and Russell Stover candy.